from football, you've been a TV sportscaster in Green Bay for about 25 years, a couple of different stations. You've been a part of the Packers radio broadcast for almost 20 years now. Why did you choose to settle here after your career?
Well, settling here was an easy decision because I had played here for 12 years. I'm from the Chicago area originally, but like all my time was spent here. This was home. I mean, my kids were born here, and I thought, now, okay, football's over. Now, the first year out of it will be kind of hard because it's a way of life, and it's a double way of life in Green Bay, Wisconsin. However, why go somewhere where I need three forms of ID to cash a check? I mean, really, this was home. And so that was a no-brainer. I mean, I kind of stumbled into the broadcast business, but as far as staying here, that was an easy decision.
Why did you decide to get into the media, or how did all that
happen? Well, like I said, I kind of stumbled into it. My first job out of football, I was a manager for a department for Bell and Hospital, and I kind of liked it, but I thought, you know, I'm a phys ed major. I'm never going to get anywhere as far as upper administration goes. And I said, well, you know, this managing thing is kind of like coaching, and I kind of have that kind of a brain, so maybe I ought to get out of this and get my own business. And so I quit the hospital, and looking for your own business sounds real good to you, do it, because usually they're for sale for a reason. Something's wrong. Something seriously is wrong. And then you look at it, and you think, can I do this 24 hours a day, because you need that kind of passion, that kind of commitment. And so there's always something wrong. And so I had gone a couple months not working, and it was driving me buggy. And so I thought, when I noticed that one of the stations in town let go of their sports director or caster, their main guy, I thought, well, I've done, you know, kind of horsed around with TV, and it looked real easy. And then I thought, media, how hard is that? So anyway, I tried out for it, and they cut a tape of me, which was god-awful. It was absolutely terrible. But the guy, the GM at the time, was a Packer nut. And he thought, oh, this is going to be cool. And so I kind of stumbled into the business, and I thought I'd do it for a couple months till I found the real business I wanted to do. But unfortunately, I stunk, and I stunk so bad I didn't want to quit a failure. Okay, and so I kind of stayed with it a little longer than I planned, like several years longer. And I'm not saying I ever got good, but I eventually got acceptable. And then things started kind of getting a little better, and then the radio thing happens, and things just kind of progress. And all of a sudden, one day you look in the mirror and say, I'm a media dork. That's what I do for a living, because I've invested this time in it, and it kind of worked out.
You've been in the radio booth for two Super Bowl championships with the Packers. Did that, being a part of that, does that help at all in terms of when you look back at your own career when you never really got a shot to win the whole thing?
No, apples and oranges, apples okay. And oranges. I mean, I'm just commenting on what other people are doing as far as a broadcast goes. It is kind of sobering, I guess is the word, is when you realize you're broadcasting a Super Bowl, and then you're walking in, you're looking at all the hoopla, and you say, I'm a phys ed major, and I'm broadcasting a Super Bowl. I mean, some people went to school for this stuff, and they never got that opportunity. So it's a little humbling and strange in that regard.
What do you enjoy most about broadcasting the games on the radio?
Well, the general, you just said it, broadcasting the games on the radio. You do so much pre-game. You do so much post-game. But to do the actual game, that's the icing on the cake. I mean, that of all the things I do, of all my media duties, that's my favorite thing. It's the game. It is what all this stuff is about. Everything else revolves around the game, and to be a small part of it is big.